Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It is Monday. It's the 6th of February, 2017. And we'll do the markets, we'll do Trumpland, we'll do everything else, but first, it is the one day of the year where we really delve into the sports. As you know, we told you to bet New England. We have only lost two or three Super Bowls since the year 2000, and we won again. Now, obviously, if you watch the game, you know that it was not won easily. Doesn't matter. New England won, and we're going to take some time to do a little football, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with you and your buckos and all points in between, but this is what we do here. We're very ambidextrous. So congratulations to New England. Tom Brady, I've been singing the praises of this dude for years on this show, even though my Giants kicked his butt twice. Just a remarkable performance by Tom Brady. But for those that have an interest, Dan Quinn, the coach of Atlanta, gave them the chance to win that game. So, without further ado, in case you don't know, Atlanta was up 28-3. And they scored a touchdown, New England, and missed the extra point to make it 28-9. What's interesting about that, at that point, there was only 2 minutes left in the third quarter, and you're up by 19 points, and you're getting the ball. That means they have to score three touchdowns. You know that. Or two touchdowns, two extra points, and a field goal. So what does Atlanta do? The opposite of what they should do. From 2 minutes and 6 seconds left in the third, being up 19, they ran the ball four times. That's it. Four times. Want me to repeat? Four times. But that's basically not the issue here because it ended up going 28-12. And then, here's where things got interesting. As they go into the fourth quarter, Atlanta has the ball. They run twice. It's third and one. Own 36-yard line. Two of the four times they ran. It was just third and one. What do you do? Run! Get the first! Have confidence in your line. Nope. Goes back to pass. He gets his arm swiped. Fumble! Gets the ball. Goes in for a touchdown. Gets the two. It's 28-20. But then, and this is where I get mad because I should coach a football team with 5 minutes left in the game. You see, in case you don't know, at 4:47 of the fourth quarter, with Atlanta with the ball, and second and eight, Matt Ryan throws a prayer down the sideline, right sideline, and Julio Jones makes arguably one of the top five greatest catches of all time. Go check it out. Don't argue with me. And they have first and 10. First and 10. At the New England 23-yard line with up by eight with one of the great field goal kickers in the league, Pro Bowl guy. And what do? They run the ball once. Minus a yard. At 3:56, they're on the 24-yard line. 23, excuse me. What do? He gets sacked. He goes for a pass instead of a run. You're on their 23-yard line. You need a field goal to basically, that's it, it's party, it's over. The one thing you don't do, he gets sacked. New England calls a timeout. So it's third and 23 at the 35-yard line where you would have a 52-yard kick. And Matt Bryant, knowing he could kick at 60, there's one thing, two things you don't do. No holding penalties, no sacks. They get a holding penalty. So let's back this up. They go from first and 10 at the 22 to third and 33 at the 45. New England only uses one timeout. And if they would have just ran it three times, you would have had the ball around 20, maybe even get a first. You never know if you run it two more times. New England would have used two of the three timeouts, if not all three. And you kick a field goal and you're up by 11. But no. Why do that? Because on third and 33 from the 45, you do want to get 10 yards. I get it. But what do you don't want to do? You don't want to stop the clock. You don't want to get sacked. So what do? They don't throw a little check down pass. You know, a little 3-4 yarder to a zone defense because it's third and 33 and let the running back maybe get an extra 5-6 yards and keep the clock running, or New England's got a goal timeout, and maybe you get lucky. He throws a long sideline pass that was covered well, overthrows, guy wasn't open, incomplete, clock stops, you got a punt. So let's backtrack. Instead of being fourth and 10, let's say they gain no yards at the 23, fourth and 10, they could have kneeled down three times. You would have knocked the clock down to 2.5 minutes. You would have gone for a field goal. Odds favor he makes it. Up by 11. Party over. No. You got a punt. And on top of all this, knowing, you got to know by that time your defense is comatose, as they were on the field for 70-some-odd plays, but you think they're going to do okay because you're going to punt it down, and New England's got to go 90 yards. Well, New England went 90 yards like a wet spaghetti and strainer. Psh, like the water through. And, of course, you know what happens next. They win the coin toss in overtime. After getting the 2-point and ran down the field again. Twice. Me, the coach, run three times. New England is going to use two and maybe three timeouts. And kick the field goal. You're up by 11. Now imagine if New England gets the ball with 2 minutes to go and goes down the field and there's like a minute left and they kick the field goal. to be down by 8 just so they can do the onside kick. You know what the odds of recovering an onside kick when the other team's expecting it? Single digits! But no! Let's give this Tom Brady a chance to win the game. And they did. And they lost. Take everything before the last 4.5 minutes. Doesn't matter. You gotta close the sale in those last few minutes. You were playing against the clock, not against New England. And you lucked out with an unbelievable catch. And what do? It was a gimme. It was easy. Don't tell me, well, we don't want to put it in the kicker's hand. He's a Pro Bowl kicker. He was gone 24 out of 25 the last time in that yardage. And even if you, who's to say you don't get a first down running three times? You still have that chance. You were running all over him in the first half. Anyway, you get my point. I should coach teams in the last 5 minutes. It would have been a gift. Atlanta would be the Super Bowl champ with Gary Kaltbaum as coach. Congratulations to the Pats. Brady. Psh. People like that do not come around very often. Congratulations. Up next on the Edge, Trump Land, Market Wrap, Movers of the Day, News of the Day, and whatever else today. Thanks for being here. And you can thank me for the bet. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, for me, that bet makes up the worst bet of my life. When I was in college, I don't even remember what I had on a game. It may have been just $10 or something. I bet the Georgia Bulldogs in college basketball, I believe it was like +5 against some other team. I don't remember who it was. And with like 4 seconds left, Georgia has the ball, getting 5, and they're down by 1. So they miss, I win. They make it, I win. The only way it goes into overtime is if the guy gets fouled and he misses the free throw. One free throw makes one. But no. The guard drives to the hoop, makes the bucket. Georgia thinks they win. They call charging. They call charging. But I still think I win the game and the bet. They lose by 1. U Durham, the coach of Georgia, gets so PO'd, he throws chairs onto the court. They gave the other team, with a half second left, 6 technical foul shots. The guy made them all. I lost the bet. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I think I probably only bet $10. It's the principal. So I kind of think New England makes up for that. U Durham. The chair incident. And you know, I Googled it to try and find it. It's nowhere on the web. But it definitely happened because I'll never forget it. All right, real quickly, what's happening in Trump land? Well, as I have told you, I'm very worried about this man. I love the lower taxes. Uh-oh, what's happened to lower taxes? He was on O'Reilly, and he's talking about later in the year. What? Huh? What happened to my lower taxes? I love less regulations. Huh? Okay, he says they're coming soon. I love that he's actually negotiating on the part of the taxpayer. I love that. You know, I've been complaining about that for 15 years, that there's no accountability in Washington, D.C. I'm worried about a lot else. A lot else. The complete and utter mishandling of what some people call the Muslim ban. It's not. 35 countries were predominantly Muslim. There's no ban. I call this a vetting stoppage, whatever you want to call it, but completely mishandled. I cannot believe he made the comment that the United States is killers too when queried about Russia and Putin being a killer. You gotta be kidding me. You guys out there, it doesn't matter if Trump went to the bathroom in the middle of the street, you'd still love him. I'm a policy guy. I don't see Donald Trump. I see the president. And man, oh man, there's a bunch of miscalculations going on. The threatening of other countries every minute of every day with tariffs. I got news for you. They couldn't care less. You think China cares? You think just because they're threatened with a tariff, they're going to start running for the hills? You think Japan and Europe care? That's right. Create a trade war. I love that he's calling Iran on the carpet. Beautiful. Beautiful. I give him that. But it's such a mixed bag right now, ladies and gentlemen, with this guy. To me, I love how he's handling the media. Give him the middle finger 24 hours a day. The media, they're nobodies. For 8 years, no investigations of Obama. Nothing. No curiosity. Nothing. IRS goes after the opposition, and the head of the thing takes the fifth, and they say there's nothing there. Screw the media. I'm good with that. But it is a fact of life. You ain't going to get anything done if you have no friends in D.C. You still have to have votes. And I think he's miscalculating and misjudging that his own party is going to kick him in the rear end. I've written two articles, commentaries, to Trump, a message to him to slow the roll. And simply what that means, there's a way to do things. And there's a way to talk as president. You want to go after the media? Good, go ahead. But when you're dealing with policy, which is what I care about and you should care about, the job is to get it done. And sometimes you have to recognize in order to get it done and signed, you need to do it in a quiet room with the people and not call everybody out. That's going to be voting for and with you. And I got news for all you Trumpsters. You want nothing done, you're going to get nothing done. Unless he starts being more presidential with the people that matter. I'm not talking about Nancy Pelosi. Tell her to take a flying leap. Couldn't care less. Chuck Schumer? Psh. I know for a fact, though, that he is irking some very important people. And he better slow the roll. Or we're going to be sitting here a year from now with a bunch of blaming and whining and nothing done. They're already pushing tax reform down the line. Back burner. And that's not good. Just letting you know. And that's a message to you Trumpsters. You better start worrying about policy getting done and not just proposed. I can propose all day and all night. Unless it gets done, it ain't. Up next, indices didn't move much today, but enough jello moving on the plate. We'll have the market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
is Talk Radio.
To
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. I appreciate your time. Always, we know you have choices. If you do not get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. even Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button. If you'd like our notes direct to you, press the consulting button if you manage yourself for others, and all that crap. All at and whatever else at GaryK.com. That all said, time for today's post-Super Bowl market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. By the way, I could do a much better sports show than most of the radio sports guys out there, just so you know. I am a lunatic on sports. Dow down 19, S&P down 4, NASDAQ down 2, NASDAQ 100 up 6, the Sox was up 3, transports down 9. Just not a lot of movement in the markets, except 11.18 advanced decline in New York, 11.18 on the NASDAQ, so underneath the surface it was worse. The small caps and mid caps much, much worse than the large caps today. In the Dow, Apple up a buck and a quarter, Boeing up a buck and a half, United Tech up a buck. Down was Home Depot a buck and a half, United Health a buck 40, and that's it for the movers of the Dow. I got about 700 emails over the weekend about Apple. Okay, maybe it was about 10. Here's my thoughts. Whenever you get a big name, grand name, institutional name gapping up like that, usually worth a shot. Now, you never know what shapes and sizes it comes from or happens. When something gaps up, something then that upside, putting in, you know, a little flat action or a handle. Sometimes it'll pull back a little bit and then break out. Sometimes they don't give you a chance. Gap up and then goes up the next day and the next day. I've seen that before. And some fail. And basically you have an idea when something fails when, let's say something gaps up from 50 to 60. And on that day, it gaps up. It opens at 59, closes at 62. If it breaks below 59, it starts filling the gap. You know, that's where you really got to like, okay, you know, maybe it's just not going to happen. And I've seen sometimes where it fills the gap and then turns back up. But what you really want to see the ones that show good power. Meaning, after a couple of days, they start on the move. So we're just letting you know Apple did it, and it's starting to edge out a little bit. Doesn't mean it doesn't drop 5 tomorrow. We're just letting you know from the point of view today. Visa just had that nice little gap above resistance, somewhat of a breakaway gap on volume with some pretty good numbers, by the way. Watching that one. And we urge you to do the same thing also. Great reactions to earnings are a good way to go. Otherwise, not much else to report today. Financials mostly red. I did notice Goldman was up a couple but finished down. I don't think that's a big deal. They had a big move on Friday. And this, you know, as long as they remain above the 50-day and not breaking down, all well and good. And then mostly everything else, somewhat of nondescript, except the oils worsened today. Except the oils worsened today. So just letting you know, the oils worsened today. And we, our best advice on the oils is just stay away right now. In fact, they feel lower. We're talking the stocks here. You look at the oil services pattern, that's not bullish. The big oil, not bullish. The oil explorers, not bullish. So we would just beg off and leave the oils alone. The gold, though, had a very strong day today. And the best way I can remember, we told you, they moved the back above moving averages. They've been inching higher, but not a lot of oomph. I got to tell you, there wasn't a lot of volume today. But gold moved above, let's see, three-week range. Silver moved above a little bit of range. And the gold stocks edged higher above range again today. So, again, very tough to gauge recovery rallies. But once they broke back above the 50-day, which was about 4 weeks ago, they've just been quietly edging up. Not big gains, but now starting to get a little mustard behind it. So we're just letting you know on the gold and silver, little bit better today. There was really no news to move them except they were bought up. How's that? Other things sticking out today? I'll do a little one-by-one here. Tesla. Doesn't report for a couple of weeks. Edged above a little bit of resistance here. It's been acting really well as of late. They were losing a lot of money, but had a pretty good quarter. Ending September quarter, we'll see what's up next. Some of the Chinese ADRs had a good day today. Edging a little bit higher. Not much to really to be descriptive on. But when go look at the Chinese ADRs and you'll see a few of these things look like they may want to edge out. And then one of those days where not a lot to report. Retail red again today. We've been telling you avoid the retail. Biotech's a little bit green today. They've been getting a little bit better, but no what I call oomph, except Amgen gapped up on earnings, but into a massive resistance areas where typically the people who bought there months ago were thanking the Lord they're back to even, so they sell, and that's why the stock hits resistance. I'd have Amgen on watch list as it settles down in this little mid-160 level and see what happens over the next couple of weeks. But overall, most of the biotechs, BLEH spells bleh. Airlines still weakish. WEAKISH. It's a new word. And I got some emails on retail. I wouldn't touch one of them right now. We're talking department stores, apparel, the Targets, the Nordstroms, the Dillards, and they're going to bounce here and there every now and then. They're just in pretty darn good downtrends, and there's some theme going on right now about the big box, have to go to the store retail names. Also, lastly, I want to add the Amazon still under pressure here. I would just avoid this second, even though overall, it's kind of just a pullback and not the end of the world. And on a near-term basis, short-term basis, definite distribution. But on a longer-term basis, doesn't look that bad. And above the 50-day, and Google, after it dropped pretty nicely on earnings, still holding the 50-day also. On both those names, as long as the 50-day moving average holds, they stay on radar. If they break, they go off radar. And that's the way we roll. All right. So we covered football. We covered Trump. And I'm sure I'm going to get some nasty emails from the Trumpsters, but tough. We don't see him as Donald Trump. We see him as the president. And all we care about is policy and the ability to get policy through. And policies that enhance the ability of this country to flourish. Up next on The Edge, more this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Tax Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Let's see. Today's February 6th. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be heading up to New York City late Thursday night. I'll be doing the show from New York City Friday. Got some business. Do a little tube over at Fox. And see my parents on Saturday. But really, the year already ended yesterday because football season is over. I was very mediocre in my fantasy league this year, though I think I had a pretty darn good team. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about injuries. And my number one pick went down for the season, and Adrian Peterson turned out to be – I took Adrian Peterson. I was deciding between him and Zeke Elliott. Think I made the right pick? My goodness gracious. Movers of the day. See what we can find today. Again, the indices didn't do too much. Hasbro. Put Hasbro on your watch list. Stock gapped up $12 today to 94. Big breakaway gap. But I have a sneaking suspicion this one may sit around a little bit. You never know. Let's see if Hasbro, HAS, sits around. They say that Disney Princesses sold very well for them. Hasbro, winner of the day. Tesla, as mentioned, up 6. TransDigm, 5. Three or more. Priceline, Regeneron, NetEase, one of those Chinese names. Allergan. NVIDIA, we're in the twos, NVIDIA, Intuitive Surgical, Baidu, another Chinese ADR, needs to break through that 180 area, closed at 178. Weibo, another one, symbol WB, setting up well. Ameriprise Financial, Domino's Pizza, goes into new high ground. WW Grainger, and that's it. On the downside today, Chipotle, down 8. So let's repeat. The unofficial amateurish low sample Gary Kaltbaum indicator of Chipotle says, it's just not happening yet. That said, sales did grow up 4% last quarter after dropping 15, 17, and 23 the three prior quarters. So maybe stabilizing. But it's too expensive still, the stock. And for a company that's really not growing right now, I would just stay away right now. Things have changed. LabCorp, symbol LH, down 8. Not a good day. 6 or more. Charter Communications, First Citizen Bank. With Charter, there was rumors 3 weeks ago about a buyout, and there hasn't been any buyout. 4 more. Cardtronics, AutoZone. We have been telling you to avoid the auto parts retailers. We hope you have. Ryanair, down 4. And by the way, that's the airline that was contemplating pay toilets on their airplanes, but I don't think they did it. Remember I said to you that I heard somebody, it's Ryanair, a discount airline out of Europe. My son's flown them a few times and likes them. I've never flown them. Staying with the threes, HNI Corp, LGI Homes, big breakdown on that home builder. Cimarex Energy, don't like the oils. Haymanetics, Simon Property Group, Clovis Oncology, Equinix, Fleet Corps, 2 or more, Lithium Motors. Some of the auto companies, Pioneer Natural Resources, Energy. Amazon, Little Fuse, United Rentals, Anthem, Canadian Pacific, Signet Jewelers, Synchronous Technologies, Sherwin-Williams and Mohawk, and that is your ever-popular over-the-top movers of the day. So, on the not-so-good side, with indices not moving much, small caps and mid caps did not have a very good day, advanced declines not having a very good day. On the better side, 8 weeks tight for the market averages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're in the 9th week now of no movement of 2% up or down. That's what we mean by tight. So while we go back and forth, this little 2% is our job to watch the innards of the market. And I would call it a stalemate right now. Had a couple of bad, happened a couple of good. Watch the financials. They are dictating a lot of the policy. Right with that is watch the semiconductors. That's been the leading group. And of course, some of the big tech names, some poor reaction to earnings, some like Facebook kind of doing nothing off of earnings, and then you got the Apple types that had nice gaps to the upside. We will see how that flushes itself out. Just again, let me repeat, into the 9th week of no movement, 2% up or down. Eventually, we're going to break one way or the other, and it's the innards of the market that'll give us some hints on what to come next. I think there's got to be some more cards come out of the deck. I'm kind of surprised it has not happened in earnings season, but hey, we don't try to predict this bad boy. We try to interpret this bad boy and just stay in lockstep or just a couple of itty-bitty steps ahead. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.